الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, over the last 4 days we spoke about the issue of brand. What is your brand? Today inshallah we'll conclude what of those people who have this brand, the brand of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned, he said, the سابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. The people among the Muhajirin and Ansar, who were the Sabiqun al-Awwalun, who were the people who came ahead of everybody else. The first people who entered Islam. People like Abu Bakr Siddiq, people like Abdullah ibn Jahsh, people like Abu Dharr Ghifari and others radiallahu anhu ajma'in. People, the Sabiqun al-Awwalun. Min al-Muhajirin wal-Ansar. And among the Ansar also, people like Abu Darda, people like Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, people like Mu'ad bin Jabal, people who, radiallahu anhum, people who came to Islam immediately. As soon as Islam was presented to them, they accepted. And then, see the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah could simply have said, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار رضي الله عنهم ورضوان. That Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. But see the rahmat of Allah جل وعلا. And as I say always, nobody could have forced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put something in his kalam if he did not want to put it. You could not have said, Ya Allah, please include my name. You could not have done that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it out of his mercy. He said, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار وَاتَّبَعَهُمْ بِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open till the day of judgment for all those people who want to follow the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Allah left the door open for all those people who want to do the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who want to be like the sabiqoon al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open for them. And Allah said, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Radiallahu anhum wa radwan. And then Allah said, for them there are gardens of Jannah and they are in which there are rivers and they will be there forever. Khalidina fiha abada. Dhalikal fawzul azim. In Arabic, the two words which are used for success, one is falah and one is fawz. And falah is success which is at a peak but need not be permanent. So, for example, if you pass one exam, you say you have been successful in the exam, that does not mean there is no other exam. The next exam will be there. But for this exam, you are passed. Alhamdulillah. But fawz is a success after which there is no decline. And that fawz, Allah is saying, fawzul azim. That is the greatest success. What is the greatest success? That Allah is pleased with you. The greatest success is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And the route to that success is for us to be like those who came first into Islam. Now the quality of those who came first into Islam was to accept Islam, was to accept the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their quality was that they accepted that their will is subject to the will of Allah. Without any argument, without any discussion, without any hesitation, without any kind of block, they accepted and they subjected their wills to the will of Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them sabiqoon al-awwaloon. Even among the Awwalun, these are the people who went ahead of them. Awwalin may be jinnone sabqat li, jo aage bad gaye. And Allah is pleased with them. That is the greatest success, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with us. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His deen and to put this desire to be among the sabiqoon al-awwaloon in our hearts. Seriously, we have to ask, do I have this desire? It seems to be a logical thing. How can you not have a desire? But if the desire is there, then there has to be action. The sabiqoon al-awwaloon did not get to that position by simply talking about it. They actually did something. They actually spent their life and time and money and energy, and they invested in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to reach that position, we have to be willing to do that also. Only then can we reach that position. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this, and to do this at the level of ihsan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us, inshaAllah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.